All right. You can open your Bibles to Luke 18. And while you're turning there, I just want to say a couple of things. In Matthew 24 and 25, Jesus tells what the last days before his return would be like. A time of the worst deception the world has ever seen. A lot of people are saying there's going to be a huge, great awakening revival. And yet the Bible doesn't say there's going to be a huge, great revival. It says that the church is going to be apostate and we're going to live in the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, there was violence and there was sexual perversion, which we're seeing starting to happen or has been happening for quite a while. But here in Luke 18, I found this very interesting. In verse 1, he's talking to them a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray. So this is about prayer. People have taken a lot of this out of context, and they're not keeping it in the context. He's talking about prayer, that we should always pray and not to faint. And on he goes. He's talking about the judge and how this unjust judge, he didn't fear God or regard man, yet because this widow kept coming to him and troubling him, he said, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, this is what I want you to see also, shall he find faith on the earth? We have heard a lot about faith, but the faith we've been taught is another gospel. The faith that we have been taught is misplaced faith. It's been placed in our own faith. So basically, we're going to see what happens here. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted what? In themselves. We're still talking about prayer. And these are people, you could say today, we've been taught to trust in ourselves. We've been taught if we just have the right words, if we just speak the correct confession, if we decree and declare, basically God has to obey us. He spake that parable unto them, certain that trusted in themselves, which trusted in themselves. Get this over and over in your mind. They trusted in themselves. A lot of people's faith is going to be shaken in this hour because they've been trusting in themselves. They haven't been taught correct faith, which is a relationship word, which is trust. It's dependence on him and his promises and what he says. We've been taught to take a few scriptures and twist them and take scriptures out of context and make it seem like we have so much authority, we have so much power. And how's that working for people right now? So when they see that some of these doctrines are incorrect, it's going to shake them to the core because we've been following men in the wrong gospel. So we want to make sure as shakings happen and are starting to happen in the beginning of sorrows, that what I've been teaching, our faith is in the right place. We have to make sure our trust and our faith is in him. You can be shamed and guilted, like a lot of us have been in these churches. We've been shamed and guilted wrongfully. Instead of being taught correct doctrine, we have been taught where to put our faith, just go get more faith. And if you aren't healed, you don't have enough faith. Well, how do you get it? You just keep coming to seminars and conventions and you get more faith. One time back in the 80s, I go, I'm so tired of this message. That all it is about faith and how to get it. And if you don't have enough, you got to go get more. It was just such a ridiculous message. It was a word of rather than the gospel. And so we look back now and we see the effects that people are shaken to the core because they've not been taught the bad times are coming. They've been taught that they're a success. They've been taught self-esteem. They've been ear tickled. And so when some of these things happen, they don't read their Bible. Matthew 24 tells us some of these things that are going to happen in other places. Revelations 13, Revelation 17. They don't read their Bibles, but they have been tuned into following men. And now men are following dreams. More and more people are following men that have a dream. And boy, are these vivid dreams they're having. They can just about tell you everything. They wake up and they have it all just written out. That's the new apostolic reformation. Beware, and maybe we can put that in our description here below, but beware of the new apostolic reformation. It is on a train fast, going full speed ahead. But here we're putting our trust in ourselves. We don't want to put our trust in ourselves because you're going to get weary. And that's why I said we're supposed to pray, always pray and not faint. Well, if you put your trust in yourself, you're going to get weary or you're going to be proud, like this guy here. Two men went into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and what did he do? He prayed with himself. I decree and I declare. How many people have you been hearing talking like this? You got to declare it in the atmosphere. And they're wearing themselves out. They're going to faint because they're going to decree and declare and find out nothing's happening. Why is that? Because he is God and we are not. We've been sold a bag of lies that we have all this power and that we're little gods, basically. Well, those things are coming down. And I believe they're going to bring some of these preachers down. And it's only to shake people's faith. And that's why I've been trying to tell you scandals are coming. Some of them, I don't know if they're made up or what, but we don't get our eyes on man because man will fail us, but we keep our eyes on Jesus because he never fails. Amen. He's never going to have a scandal.
That's right.
Men are human. They make mistakes. But the Pharisee stood and he prayed with himself. God, I thank thee that I am not as other people. I got the word. Have you heard those messages before? I thank thee that I am not like other Christians. We came from that movement of where we thought we were better than other Christians. We had the only church in town that really knew God. It was really the church. It was really arrogance and pride, what we didn't know. We were just trying to obey what our leaders were telling us. But he said, I thank thee that I am not like other men. They're extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. And then he goes into all of his works. I fast twice in a week, I give tithes of all I possess. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Well, you don't tell people they're sinners because that would hurt their self-esteem. Oh. So they say. What is self-esteem? It's pride in yourself. Pride in yourself and belief in yourself. We're not supposed to be teaching about ourself. We're supposed to be depending and denying that flesh, right? Denying. I tell you, this man went down to the house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And then Jeremiah 17:5 said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, that maketh his flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. So where's our heart? In these days of shaking, is it with what all the prophets are saying, or is it with your own relationship with the Lord? And you find out a lot of the shaking is going to shake some of these false doctrines out. Other ones are coming. Other ones are going to stand up and call for unity. We're all united. We don't need Jesus to unite, but just everybody bring in unity. We're seeing that in our day. So I just want to say a couple things about misplaced faith. First of all, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find faith?
Wow.
He also said, sound doctrine would be despised, and there's going to be a great falling away. Sound doctrine would be despised, and there'd be a great falling away. Satan has his own agenda and is pushing ahead in full stride with what? False doctrines. We've been exposing those for the last 4 years and false teachers. A last days church, the Bible says, will be so corrupted that it would deny that what Christ taught while at the same time insisting that it's faithful to Christ. This is what deception is. I come in the name of the Lord, and then they bring in false teachings which lead you away from Christ onto yourself. This is kind of the focus I want to talk. Faith in faith. Faith in yourself, faith in your words, faith in, aren't you glad it doesn't depend on us?
Yes.
Our trust and our rest is in God, but these doctrines of devils have really tried to get us to trust in ourselves, and then when we fail, things don't happen. Where are people going to do? What are they going to do? They're going to be so devastated with the shaking. There's a demonic invasion of false signs and wonders to defeat Christianity. Remember, a perverse generation seeketh after signs. We're not seeking after signs. We're not following men that proclaim they have 79 dreams. I just listened to someone that they sent me stuff. I was like, why are you following this guy? Oh, he's got dreams from God. The agenda is to seduce and misplace faith of millions of people. It comes in the name of faith-producing techniques for gaining spiritual power and realizing human potential. Your destiny. Your dream. Instead of trusting in God as its object, listen to this. Instead of trust in God as its object, it's a metaphysical force. God is bound to obedience to forces, formulas, and laws. That means that you're God, you're equal with Him, you're co-creator with God. You know, your words have life and death. Well, they do have life and death. They can be encouraging, but we don't have the creative power that God has. Isaiah 45:22 says, I am God and there is none else. So faith, they say, is a force. Well, remember, the Antichrist spirit is going to be a god of forces. False faith is faith in ourselves or humanism. We are in control. Faith is not a force. Faith is a relationship word. Will God find any faith on the earth? Will there be people that are trusting in the Lord? There is a famine of the preaching of the gospel right now. It's hard to find a preacher that is not pushing agendas, that is not pushing a politician. It's hard to find anyone just preaching the Bible. We're in a famine of the Word of God. But faith is a relationship. And we have to decide in our heart, we're going to have faith in God. No matter what happens, whatever shakes, don't let it shake you away from your dependency and your trust in the Lord. Because the devil wants you to fall away. He wants you to get into unbelief and get angry and get mad on the things that are happening around us. But faith is a dependence and reliance. It's a relying upon God. If we get delivered, if we don't, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whatever happens, our faith and our trust is in the Lord. It's ultimately unconditional surrender to God. This is not taught to be unconditionally surrendered to God. We've been taught, have faith in yourself. If you are sick, you don't have enough faith yet. And this is what I was telling the people earlier. In our Word of Faith churches, they told us you were not sick when you were sick. You couldn't confess you were sick. You had to deny your reality. Well, now they're trying to tell us we're sick, and we're not sick. This is called mind control. Because God created us with reality, and everyone's trying to change our reality. Would you just leave us alone?
Amen.
We're to walk by faith in Jesus Christ. This is important to understand because today there's a false teaching which states that faith is a force, that faith is all alone. You don't really need God. You need faith. That's not the true gospel meaning of faith. Will God find any faith when he returns? Will there be faith in him? They say it's a force that you generate towards God. It means that you can and must generate the force of faith and get God moving for you. What is faith? Simply, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. Not your words, his words. Faith is trust, it's reliance and dependence on him.
Amen.
Preaching that faith is a force that makes things happen if you just believe. Just believe. Just condition your mind. Say it enough. Keep on saying it until you believe it yourself. Faith is not placed in God, but a power directed at him. It's a position, it's a positive power of the mind that creates whatever we want it to be. This is Christian Science. Coming in the name of faith. Coming in the name of God, science of the mind. Anyone who imagines that because he thinks certain thoughts or speaks certain words, God must respond in a certain way has slipped into sorcery And if not playing God, is the very least attempting to manipulate God. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to pray and not faint, not trust in ourselves, not pray thus with ourselves. Pray to Him. Surrender to Him. Have that relationship. The Ascended Master theology of positive thinking. Now remember, you're going to hear more about masters. Everything's coming into the master so-and-so. This pastor now is a master. The masters, you're going to start hearing more about. But the Ascended Master theology of positive thinking, positive faith, slipped into the churches years ago. Some call it positive thinking, New Age, Christ consciousness, or the faith movement. Think of that. Most of us were right in the belly of that thing. This message preaches man's will above God's through the power within them. Prayer, then, is a religious technique, a formula, a law, a force that gets God to give me whatever I want. They set their sights on what they want and then try to have faith to make it happen. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I went to a lot of these meetings. How to write your own ticket with God by thinking certain thoughts, speaking certain words, or visualizing. This is a thing, have your visual board to have your visual goals of what you want. True Christian faith has no comparison to this kind of New Age faith. Don't be deceived, for this faith is also known as visualization, guided imagery, and witchcraft. Visualization and guided imagery have long been recognized by sorcerers as the most powerful and effective way to contact the spirit world, demons, for supernatural power, and guess what else? Supernatural knowledge. So a lot of these people that have these prophetic words are not getting them from God. Think on that one. New Agers have claimed for years that we can bring anything we want into existence through visualization, such as good health and success, because we create our own reality. Really. That's the thing I'm mad at. Why can't we have our own reality, what God says it is? Some people live in denial. They don't understand what's happening with the New World Order. They won't look. They're blinded by the television. They're brainwashed one way. We've been brainwashed way another church. We just have to start getting our own relationship with the Lord. Most people don't even read their Bible. They threw it out. Because unless their favorite preacher said it, it must not be so. And you've been taught, you're so dumb you can't figure out the Bible. And you can't read the Bible for yourself.
Yeah.
It's one of the fastest ways into occult, imposing your own will upon God and other people. Think about that. In the name of prayer, in the name of faith. Wow. And we've been deceived. Forgive yourself and move on. We can't forgive ourselves by ourselves. I understand that's a New Age teaching, but I'm just saying you've got to let go and say, God, you know, forgive me. I've been caught up in some of this stuff, and I thought it was you, and God sees your heart. God knows our heart. But as these shakings are happening, we have to make sure our faith is in Him, not in all these false gospels. Amen. These mind-manipulating techniques for creating health, wealth, or spiritual power are not new. They've always been a part of the occult. It's simply a device by Satan to get a person to trust in their own imagination rather than God. The Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time. Today, we're also seeing an increase in the preoccupation with self, where humility is out and self-esteem is in, totally contrary to what the Bible says. When Scripture speaks of self, it's usually commanding self-denial, self-control, and condemnation, and condemn self-worship. A big famous preacher's wife said a couple years ago, we're not here to worship God, really? We're here to, you know, whatever she said. I was just like, couldn't believe it. But that's kind of when my eyes started opening, is this is definitely a different gospel. They're here for the wrong motive. We're here to worship Him. It's not about us. It doesn't teach self-love, self-assertion, self-esteem, self-forgiveness. Instead, it teaches us to turn ourselves to Christ. You got that, right? Jesus said, positive thinking or positive Christianity has no, this stuff has no room for sin. You don't hear anything about sin. People need help with addictions and problems and falling into stuff. They need to know how to come out of it. But now it's tolerance. Everything is okay. People aren't getting the help they need because they're told it's just okay. God loves you just the way you are. Well, God does love you the way you are, but there's a bondage that God wants us to live free from. And so if you're never taught about sin or repentance or guilt, many people are going to stay bound in the days coming. They're not going to have faith in Christ or the Bible. They're just going to think, this is just the way I am. And there's no hope for freedom. The devil loves to put the light out. Put the light out. In fact, what this is merely occultism dressed in Christian language, virtually taking over America. Those who promote positive thinking, possibility thinking, positive confession are among the most influential church leaders and preachers in the world. New Agers know that the word positive is a catch-all word. So what are we under? Most of it is a law of attraction. The New Age teaching of the law of attraction. You attract, and you don't want bad vibes either. Almost any positive belief supports the delusion of infinite human potential. Just be. Some of these sermons that I've heard lately, I was like, what does that mean? What does that even mean? Become who you are. What?
Put your boots on, deep.
Almost any positive belief supports a delusion of infinite human potential. It throws in self-esteem, self-worth, and concerns itself with social justice through humanistic efforts. We don't need God. Basically, what's it doing? Goes back to Luke 18. We're talking about man. We don't need God. Prayer now is just a religious technique to get God to do what we want him to do. Our faith is in ourselves. It's not really, okay, I did that now. I did my religious duty. Rather than, did you connect with God? Did you pour your heart out to him? Did you talk to him? Well, I don't know how to. I just don't know how to. Simplistic, like a little child. Help. I need direction. It don't make it hard. So the message of success and self-esteem has taken the place of sound doctrine. Do you even know what sound doctrine is? What's a basic doctrine that we're supposed to believe? Christ called sinners to repentance, but in today's world that's too negative. And we need to believe in our own potential rather than put our faith and trust in God. Use your gifts. It's your gifts. You have to use your gifts. How many sermons have we heard about that? Beware of change agents. Change, reset. This is New Age terms. Romans 1, they changed the truth into a lie. They changed it. Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. Proverbs 24:21, meddle not with them that are given to change. We're going to change. Everything's going to change. Some of these churches, everything's change. The Bible speaks of the days of Noah before his return and the apostate church. So if you see things changing and decaying, no, he told us that this was going to happen. Don't let your faith be shaken in him. He's telling us what's going to happen before his return. It's going to be like the days of Noah. Can you handle a little more? The New Age or the New Charismatics are attacking the absolute authority of Scripture. It's not just the Bible anymore, it's the Bible plus. By seeking new revelations. We gotta have new, go deep, we just gotta have more. We gotta, you know, angels are coming and by seeking new revelations and visions to interpret it, then adding, thus saith the Lord. If you just say, thus saith the Lord, if you put the God card on it, well, it's gotta be. And of course, they've been in the ministry a lot longer than I have, so they must be right because they said, thus saith the Lord. Get your own relationship with the Lord in these times. They are faithful to their secret and personal new revelations. Doesn't matter what the Bible says. They heard a voice that told them to marry that married guy. They heard a voice. So they don't care what any. See what I mean? How people can get off by hearing voices? The result is exaltation of man. Just lifting up man, lifting up man. God didn't call us to worship men. We honor people, but we worship him. People of God are faithful what? To Scripture. We're faithful to Scripture because it's the only perfectly reliable source for guidance and instruction. He doesn't change. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, buried, rose again on the third day according to Scriptures. They are going to say Jesus is just another man. He's just like any other master, leader. You're going to be hearing this more and more in the future. The Bible says we're complete in Christ, Colossians 2:10. We're not complete in ourselves. Because in the Garden of Eden, Satan said, you shall be as gods. Well, he's still at it. He's still at that lie, and he's still deceiving millions and millions of people. The new charismatics add on spiritual experiences and prophetic words. And we ain't, that's not a good word, but seen nothing yet because of what's coming. And remember, the whole thing of the New World Order is a third of it is religion. It is about religion because of the anti-Christ spirit. So we have to know what the battle is. Just a couple facts about Scripture. The biblical God created us in his image, not as reproductions of himself. We are not gods. Our sin in the garden separated us from God, so he sent his son, fully man and fully God, to live a sinless life and atone completely for our sins on the cross, for which he ascended immediately to the Father. When we place our faith in Christ alone for our salvation, we become born again in our spirit, we become renewed in Christ, but we do not become equal to Christ. In the last days, there will be not a great revival, but a great falling away from the faith. And that's why he says in Luke 18, will he find faith on the earth? Faith in him, not in a movement, but in him. A unified but apostate church will rise to prominence as the world becomes increasingly evil. A unified apostate church. What is that found? Where is that? Revelation 17. The false church, the false light, the mother of harlots has to arise. And the kings of the earth, says there, have committed fornication. The kings of the earth, the merchandisers of the world. So don't be looking to those people for your Savior. God's telling us what's going to happen, Revelation 13. And then I want to close with this. A lot of people are confused about this, and I've wanted to share this before. The basis for the little gods claims is found in two scripture passages. Psalms 82:6 reads, I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. Jesus quotes this psalm in John 10:34. It is not written in your law. I have said to you are gods. However, both of these passages, you have to just read before and after what he's talking about. You can't just take that scripture and run off with it, which they've done. See, it says in there that this, but what's he really saying? Both of these passages include explanations in the immediate context that clearly do not indicate human divinity. Psalms 82:6 is followed by a warning that you will all die like mere men. You will fall like every other ruler. Verse 7, the reference is to mortal men who represent God's authority in the world, kings, judges, so on. Psalms 82 is a warning to unjust leaders, and trust me, God knows who they are, who consider themselves gods. Psalms 82:1, yet who knew nothing. They don't know anything. They're walking in darkness. That's why we don't follow men. We don't follow these leaders. We follow Christ. There's a difference between those that are really Christians and those that say they're Christians. By their fruits, you shall know them. Who walk in darkness, Psalms 82:6. Claiming divinity for Christians is unsupportable, especially taking the rest of the Bible into account. God is God alone. And isn't that sad we have to teach this? God is God alone. We've been taught we're equal with Christ. We have as much authority and power as Jesus had in the New Age movements. In Isaiah 37:16, God is God alone. We have never been God, we are not God now, and we never will be God. Our faith is in God. Our trust is in God. Jesus took on human flesh and blood in order to die for our sins, Hebrews 2:14. Yet he retained his full position in the Godhead. Because sometimes people say, well, that's in Scripture. Well, read what's with that Scripture. They say they're gods. They're ruling and controlling men, but they're going to die like the flower just fades away. And judgment is going to be God's. Vengeance is the Lord's. I know a lot of people are angry right now at a lot of politicians, but we have to walk with the Lord. Rise above it. Rise above it. Try not to just get saturated with all the news you hear around. Keep your own reality your reality. Because they're going to tell you what they want you to say, what you want you to. I'm tired of being controlled and lied to by men. I've had my fill of church leaders that told people that they didn't have enough faith, and they themselves were going to the doctor, but they wouldn't let you know they were going to the doctor. That's deception. And so we have to make sure that we have faith in the Lord. Good times, bad times, sickness and health, whatever you were going through, doesn't shake us. Our security and our trust isn't in ourselves, it's in him. And everyone said?
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We want to be those that have faith in you. You said, will there be any faith on the earth? Many people are falling away. They're seeing scandals. They're seeing churches fall. And let them be convicted and not fall away from the faith. Let them know we can't. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And we can't get our eyes on men. We can't get our eyes on movements. We have to keep our eyes, which we have not been trained in some of these churches, to get into the Bible for ourselves. We need to feed ourselves and not be like that caterpillar I talked about last week who had food right in front of him, but he followed the one in front of him, so he died of starvation. There's many people that have a Bible now, but they won't open it until sometimes maybe it's just too late. They don't even know what Jesus said. They don't know what the whole purpose of the cross was. So, Father, we thank you. We want to be those that have faith when you return. And everyone said?
Amen.
If something were to happen and we're taken off of YouTube, you can find us at livinginhispresence.org. And that's our own website. And it's funny because sometimes we don't even get our own YouTubes. So you're going to have to probably dig for me. Just look under Roberta Morrison right now on YouTube. So you can find me if you're... Keep clicking that little bell, because sometimes, I don't know who undoes that little bell, but a lot of people have said, wow, I used to get your YouTubes, and now they aren't coming. So go to our website if something were to happen. At this point, I'm not expecting it, but you never know. There's a lot of censoring going on, and I don't know if they're touching churches right now, but there's a lot of censoring on Facebook, and many YouTube people that I used to listen to are gone. Most of them are gone in a week. So we're living in these censorious dark times, but our faith is in the Lord. Amen.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you. And see you next time.